The Call of Moses. After Moses married Zipporah, he became a shepherd for his father-in-law Jethro. 40 years later, when Moses was 80 years old, he led his flock near a particular mountain. Suddenly, off in the distance, he saw that a bush was on fire, but it wasn't being consumed. He went closer so he could see it better. When he was near, God called to him from out of the bush, "Moses! Moses!" He stepped back. "Yes, I'm here." "Don't come any closer. Take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground." As Moses took off his sandals, the Lord said, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Moses covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. "My people are suffering in the land of Egypt. It's time to deliver them out of their slavery. I've selected you to lead them back to the land of Canaan. Therefore, go back to Egypt and talk to Pharaoh."
Oh, Lord, not me. I'm not the right one to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. I'm not able to talk to Pharaoh."
God was patient with Moses. "I'll be with you. When you think of this mountain, you'll remember that I sent you. Go to Egypt and bring my people back here to worship." Moses said, "But if I stand before the people and say, 'The God of your fathers sent me to you,' they'll say, 'What God? What's his name? What should I tell them?'" God said, "I am who I am. Tell them I am sent you to them. I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. The people will listen to you, but Pharaoh won't. Therefore, I'll strike him with a hard blow. When I'm done, he'll finally let my people go." Moses still hesitated. So God said to him, "What's in your hand?" "Oh, it's a shepherd's staff." "Throw it on the ground." He threw it on the ground, and it became a poisonous snake. Moses jumped back in fear. Then God said, "Reach out and pick up the snake by the tail." Moses grabbed the tail, and instantly the snake once again became a shepherd's staff. God said, "Put your hand inside your shirt." Moses did, and when he pulled it out, it was covered with leprosy. "Put your hand back in your shirt." He did, and when he pulled it out, the leprosy was gone. God said, "Show the people these signs, and they'll believe you." "Oh, well, Lord, I've never been able to talk well. I have a speech problem." "Moses, who made your mouth? I'm the one who causes the person to be deaf, mute, blind, and seeing. Go and do as I say. I'll help you talk and teach you what to say." Moses bowed his head. "Lord, I just don't want to go. Please, send someone else." With this, the Lord became angry. "Your brother Aaron is coming to meet you. He speaks fluently. Take him and go to Egypt." So Moses went to Jethro and asked permission to return to Egypt.